Are you sure you've got the right coordinates? Sky asked.
Positive, said Sunday, looking all around in surprise.
Where is it then? Asked Sky, getting more frustrated and tired than ever before. They'd been trekking around the place for a very long time, but the sea was nowhere in sight. All around there were thick trees and vines. Shrubs dotted the ground in clusters.
We've hit upon an unexplored terrain, I believe, Sunday said dreamily.
Explored or unexplored, we've come in search of something else. Remember that, Sky reminded him sternly. In fact, I think it's a wild goose chase. There's no sea, no island, nothing here. Either it's your idea of a joke or Dan fooled you.
But Sunday wasn't listening. He had spotted a tree different from the others. It was easy to climb, and with one loud whoop, he grabbed a branch and swung up.
What are you doing now? Sky snapped. Wasting time?
Yes, said Sunday, while he gave a thumbs up. Sometimes you need a genius to find out things. The coast is out there. He pointed roughly towards the north. Come along.
Of course, Sky wanted to see for himself, so he climbed up, scanned the scenery, grunted in satisfaction, and jumped down. Let's go, he said.
Sky was feeling more excited now that they'd made it to the hidden sea.
Imagine, we're so close to the best treasures in this world. Diamonds, emeralds, gold ingots. I can't wait. I need a diamond sword and some armor. And let me see.
Sky went on and on.
Then he stopped suddenly. If your friend Dan TDM told you about this, why didn't he go check out the island himself? Sky asked.
He went as far as the shore and then turned around because he thought he saw some scary shadow out there.
But he's like that. He screams when he sees mobs, said Sunday.
And who told him about the island? Sky persisted.
Some villager he knew. The villager dared him to go to the island and bring back a chest of diamonds as a challenge. He took it up, but came back without even stepping on the island, Sunday said.
But we'll make it all the way to the island and find our loot.
As they rounded a corner, the sea was in full view.
You know what I think? This sea is more like a big lake. It's difficult to find unless you're looking for it.
That could be one reason why nobody has found the island, maybe, said Sky.
It felt really thrilling, almost like an explorer finding new lands. That was the best thing about Minecraft. If you set your heart on it, you can explore and discover the weirdest, most beautiful and exciting things.
They stood in front of the sea and shaded their eyes. Then they spotted a small rocky mass in the horizon.
Okay, that must be the one. Let's get started, said Sunday.
Without wasting any time, they built a boat with the wooden planks and their inventory. They hopped inside and rowed through the sea. After what seemed like many hours, they could finally see the island clearly. It was a big, rocky island, covered with vegetation, just like the kind on the seashore. The trees were huge and towered upwards. The bushes all around were thick and heavy and clung to the rocks and trees. The boat was already wobbling as they came close to the shore, which was lined with sharp rocks. Sky and Sunday rowed it furiously and finally found a spot close enough to the island. They jumped out, pulled the boat along, and took a long look at the island. The silence was almost deafening.